Quitting smoking is a popular New Year's resolution, but not an easy one to stick to. Most smokers will try several times to quit before succeeding. Many will need outside help. One place they'll find it is QuitNet, a website that offers 24-hour counseling, quit smoking tips, and most important, a worldwide support system of people going through the same struggle. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
For 30 years, smoking was an integral part of Rick Maury's day-to-day existence.
I would get in the car, light a cigarette, pick up the phone, light a cigarette. I have to write a lot in my job, and I found that smoking became part of my writing.
But the research scientist at George Washington University hasn't been smoking now for 4 months, his best effort yet, thanks to help from a website.
It's www.quitnet.com. And what this site does is, when you first join, you fill out a questionnaire that asks you information about, on average, how many cigarettes a day do you smoke if you're just now getting ready to quit? How many cigarettes do you smoke? When did you start smoking?
Then what's called a cue gadget gives him all sorts of calculations based on the date he quit.
So it's been 116 days, 13 hours, 59 minutes, and 41 seconds. Based on my smoking history, it says I've not smoked 2,915 cigarettes, that I've saved, in terms of life, 22 days and 6 hours, and I've saved $572.75 in money that I have not spent on cigarettes.
He also discovered that if he laid all the cigarettes he'd smoked end to end, they'd stretch halfway from his home in Washington, D.C. to Baltimore.
So that sort of mental image of me smoking my way through 15 miles of tobacco, just it was just stunning. You know, I was surprised I had lungs left at all.
QuitNet combines those sort of mental images that can be powerful incentives with around-the-clock access to expert advice, trained counselors, and all kinds of stop-smoking resources. It was started in 1994 by Nathan Cobb, who was working in a Boston stop-smoking clinic at the time.
The idea was that we could take what was then the very new world of the Internet and move a lot of what we were trying to do in the clinic, move it onto the Internet, and instead of being able to treat a couple people an hour, be able to treat thousands of people every day.
Indeed, in 8 years, QuitNet says it has helped some 300,000 smokers quit worldwide. And follow-up surveys show promising results, Cobb says. Between 13% and 30% of site users are able to stay off cigarettes, a quit rate close to that achieved in intensive clinic-based programs. Cobb, now a doctor and chief medical officer of QuitNet, says the website is unique in that it creates an online community of quitters who communicate on chat rooms or through what's called Q-mail. Cobb says it's a social net that isn't easy to find in real life.
The Internet is a totally different world, and we're able to put people in touch with all sorts of other people who are in similar situations, maybe a little behind, maybe a little advanced, and enable people to get that sort of support that they need, and not just on a schedule, but when they need it. If it's 2 o'clock in the morning, there's always somebody on QuitNet ready to talk and help you stay away from having that cigarette that might break the camel's back.
And the quitters have their own culture and lingo. For example, the Nico Demon, a smoky gray cartoon monster with fiery horns. Rick Maury is using his cursor to hurl cues at the bouncing monster.
You have to try to hit this guy. There you go.
The game gets his mind off cigarettes, Maury says, and is a chance to fight his addiction.
I think of the Nico Demon as that little voice in your head that says, oh, you've been so good, you can have just one. It's okay. And it's that little voice telling you, just one won't matter, when you know it will.
Maury has tried to quit smoking before, but says he didn't have the support system he needed to succeed. QuitNet offers that through clubs that are based on a user's interests. Maury turned to his for advice when he was anxious about his first big writing project without cigarettes.
So I went onto the boards and I posted a message and saying, you know, I'm really worried about this. What can I do? How do you think I should handle this?
He got lots of good tips, including writing in a different place and sucking on sour lemon drops. Club members encourage one another through the stages of quitting and celebrate victories together, like making it through Hell Week, the first week when cravings are the strongest. One woman set up a virtual bonfire where people burn their unsmoked cigarettes. Mari says users share a deep bond.
It's almost like sitting around a table and you develop friendships and you get to know people and their attitudes and their feelings. And so even though I will never meet these people in person, to my knowledge, I will remember these people as being part of that my group that quit, sort of almost like your graduating class that you went to with school.
Mari is looking forward to his next major QuitNet milestone, the ceremonial ashtray toss when you've made it 8 months without a cigarette. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.